Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, a beautiful day today. A little warm?
A little warm, but wow, this is one busy week for us this week.
Okay, well, tell us all about it.
Sure. School is out, of course, and so yesterday everybody was in full force here at the library, which we were so excited to see some people that we hadn't seen for a while and everything, and some regulars that come in. It's just kind of a fun time for us, just lots of energy here at the Appleton Library. Our summer reading program started yesterday. And so people were in signing up that hadn't signed up before and checking out lots of books and materials. We had just lots of, just like a frenzy in here. It was just exciting to be at work. So, yeah, so it's just, like I said, there's just something exciting in the air, I guess, mm-hmm. with summer approaching or here. Anyway, and then, of course, on Thursday, we have our first event for our summer reading program called Engineer It. And it is involving roller coasters. So that will be Thursday, June 8th at 3:30 p.m. Kind of an exciting thing. I'm anxious to see what they do to have the kids build roller coasters or talk about the technology. You'll have to stop on down and see. That is at 3:30 p.m. And then next week, we have another event. Every single week, we have at least one or two events for the kids to participate in. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a beekeeper coming. We've got fairy gardens that we're going to be making. Valley Dance is performing. We've got Swift County 4-H coming. We've got Troll Week, quilts, Lego Man.
Wow.
I know, just so much. We have Scarecrow Story Time, ceramics expert coming. And then, of course, we, you know, throw a few things in for adults on top of all of this. So, like I said, it's kind of like a library frenzy. So it's exciting here at the Appleton Library.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got coffee, chat, and book club, right? Is that how they say that?
We have book club at the end of the month. We're reading The Language of Flowers, and I've started this book, and wow, it is just quite a riveting story. Mm. So I'm anxious to have book club, and we'll have book club now the end of the month on June 26th. We'll be reading talking about The Language of Flowers. Keep in mind that book is by Vanessa Diffenbaugh, and we have copies here at the library if anybody is interested in joining us. We also have a couple other events here for adults this month. We've got canvas painting, and that will be next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. We are still taking registrations for that if you're interested. We have coloring, coffee, and conversation on June 20th from 1:30 to 3. You can try adult coloring. And then we have all these wonderful free tickets to Sweetland, the musical that will be held in Dawson on the 17th. Of June. So if you're interested in signing up for free tickets, stop on down here at the Appleton Library. And then, of course, let's see, one more thing. Oh, we have an author coming this month. Mm. We've got a local author, Amy Larson, is going to be here. And that will be on, I believe, the 22nd of June. So like I said, just something for everyone this month. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of everything. So come on. Oh, I better not forget to talk about one more thing. If you are a teen and interested in string art, we've got Marissa Keeman coming here to teach the teen string art on Monday, June 26th, and we are accepting reservations for that. And that is for grades 5 through 12. She's going to be teaching string art, making an ice cream cone or a heart, a series of hearts.
String?
Yes, out of string. So really kind of a fun project, and we're excited to have Marissa come here and help us with this fun teen event.
Well, that sounds interesting.
You know, tapping into local resources. That's what the Appleton Library is all about.
That's
you
right.
Know, there's so many talented people, you know, in our communities, and that's almost like some people keep that secret, Paul.
Yep,
so
yep.
What's your secret skill, Paul?
My secret skill? Eating.
We'll have to have you come and have an eating
I guess
program
that, yeah, I guess that's no secret, I guess. But
so, you're too funny.
Yeah. Well, let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, there's a couple of new things to talk about this week. Into the Water by Paula Hawkins It's a psychological thriller by the author of The Girl and the Train, where women were found drowned in a river in an English town. So kind of some kind of a, you know, quite the thriller. Dragon Teeth by Michael Crichton is a college student, joins a fossil hunting expedition in the 19th century West and is caught up in the rivalry between two paleontologists. And a recently discovered manuscript by Crichton, who died in 2008. And so this was, you know, put together after his death. Also, The Frozen Hours by Jeff Shara, and the fictional account of the Battle of Hosin Reservoir during the Korean War, where Americans battled Chinese forces and brutal temperatures. And Rich People Problems by Kevin Kwan, Family Battles Over Money, in the final installment of the trilogy, including Crazy Rich Asians and China Rich Girlfriend. I don't know, kind of an interesting series of books to talk about. And then new in nonfiction is Churchill and Orwell by Thomas E. Ricks. It's a dual biography of two very independent thinkers. So yeah, wow. Some interesting reads out there, and if you've got something that you love to read, and of course it's summer, and you've got extra time on your hands, stop on down, let us help you pick out something new and exciting.
All right, where can people go to do that?
They can stop on down at the Appleton Public Library that's located in the Appleton Civic Center and give us a call at 320-289-1681. They can also visit us on Facebook or our website, which is appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com. And then we're open Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 5:30, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10:30 to 7:30, and Saturdays, 10:30 to 2:30.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thanks for the report this morning, or this afternoon, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds fabulous. Have a great week.
You bet. Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian over there at Appleton Public Library.